This episode is brought to you by Pure Gym. A new season's right round the corner, and with Pure Gym, you'll be ready to take it on. Whether you're there to tone up, tune out, or just take some weight off your shoulders. With low monthly prices, no contract, plus top quality kit and unlimited classes included, whatever you need, Pure Gym is there for it. Head to puregym.com to find out more.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
We are now moving on to the top five defensive tackles and defensive ends currently in the NFL, starting with edge rushers. Number five.
Crosby at five is nuts. And having Bosa on the list is even more nuts. Bosa ain't been shit last year, boy. Hey, you're on mute, Lou. That's so no one can hear your goofy ass.
Parsons at five is the craziest thing I've ever seen since I've decided to be a part of Dead End Sports. That's insane.
I mean, he's better than six, Lou.
He ain't do much in last year, but yeah, having him at five is nuts.
I mean, I'm just going off impact. So
I see man's game problems with Zach Bond being four, you telling me Michael Parsons is the fifth?
I'm going off of impact.
I hate when y'all be just divisional hating.
It's not divisional hate. He's one of the best players in the league.
Q, I would have been okay if you left him off because he ain't got no team right now.
Like, what is he like? Come on now. Yeah, future Patriot.
I don't care how much they pay me. I would hate to go to Dallas to New England.
He doing all this to be a Patriot. Like,
yeah. So number four, Watt makes two appearances. Spike, and he's on my list as well. Crosby.
No, that's Q.
I mean Q. Yeah. I can't be telling who y'all are with these damn eyes. The only one I can really point out is Nick. And
that's racist. That's racist.
We need to separate him and FIFO.
Sheldon and FIFO both got like distinct glasses on. Like,
how is Parsons four? I don't understand how he outside.
He's going off of
impact. It is both from the Eagles fans.
He's going off impact.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at my top three.
Who would lead the wins? Like, does it lead to wins?
Why is Bosa on y'all list?
Brad,
what did he do?
Come on, man. Been to the Super Bowl.
Last year?
We going off reputation and impact.
Lou, how many playoff sacks Parsons got?
How many playoff sacks? Nigga, who did you pick last time? What was your last pick?
He ain't saying
how many playoff sacks Zach Bond got? Nigga?
All right. Number three.
Oh, boy.
Bosa at three is nuts.
It shouldn't be. It should not be crazy.
You really got a thing out for Bosa, bro.
Because it don't make sense. Like, I'm asking, shouldn't be three.
He definitely shouldn't be three. There's no reason.
He raises his hand too.
Hey, Shelton, it's not even just that. It's more of like, what did he do last season that he was like, I'm impressed. He's top three. Exactly, Lou.
Well, shit, Aiden Hutchinson was on the list, and he got hurt in what, week six?
He led the league in sacks before he got hurt. He was on pace to set the record.
Look, I'm just saying.
Where he ended up?
Hey, Lou, before he got hurt, ended a lot of careers.
Nick Bosa defense and offense was on IR last year and still had Brock Purdy in games with situations to win it, and he just couldn't. So that's why I give him top three.
And he was on the edge. You know, if Aiden Hutchinson finished the season, maybe he would have been on the list.
Yeah, it ain't his fault.
Who is y'all number one?
It ain't his fault that he got hurt.
No. Right.
All right. Parsons, Miles Garrett, Watt, Parsons again, Watt,
Lou,
and Crosby.
This Lou, slap, is a weird list, bro. Lou, slap yourself, because if you got this nigga at number one, that's
you already egregious. Know.
That's
you egregious. Already you know. Slap
yourself, Lou, that's the most egregious thing.
Because you know why? You know why he not number one, Lou? Because he's still waiting to get paid. Yet the nigga who was number one wrote a hand letter to the city saying, fuck y'all, I'm out. And they said, we ain't gonna let your ass go, nigga. Hey, we'll get you 3 times with you.
I know Jerry Jones was in Cleveland. That's why.
Parsons is not good enough to leave his city. Jerry Jones will let his ass go if it came down to it. Cleveland cannot afford to lose Miles Garrett. That's how good he is. Slap yourself for putting him at number two.
Well, Miles Garrett should have been number one on everybody list.
A lot of Miles Garrett, right?
Should have been number one on everybody list. Luke but no. The homers have.
I don't
have
see how.
What do you
see how?
You don't see how.
Don't see how.
You don't see how?
No.
Has he won a defensive player of the year?
Who?
Exactly.
He said, we don't know.
Who?
Man, this nigga ow all of a sudden.
He's the best edge rusher in the league. Y'all know that. When he played 16 games.
He is not, because we literally have told you he's not.
Right.
He's the best edge rusher in the league, man.
Nah. Oh, yeah. Nah. Look, he has weaknesses in his game. And obviously, ooh. I have Michael Parsons at number two. Michael Parsons, he has weaknesses in his game. Miles Garrett has zero weakness in his game. He could power rush. He could speed rush. You could put him. He could play him inside, outside. He could play the pass. He could play the run. He has zero weakness in his game. Zero. Michael Parsons is I think one of the most freakishly athletic edge rushers, but he still has weaknesses in his game. He's not better than Miles Garrett.
What's weakness in his game?
Micah?
Yes.
Motor.
He played for the Cowboys.
that's well, a he, this
well,
coming
from
the
Saints.
We don't know that,
Doc. Let's just say this.
I'm a Saints fan. I don't even know one person on the Saints team.
But like, I have nothing to hate on the Cowboys for. Like, if the Cowboys were actually, I really don't. If
your
Cowboys,
background says it all. Like, come on. Like, I have nothing to say that I hate about nothing. The Cowboys, but you got an Eagles background.
I have
come
nothing on. To hate on. There's nothing to hate on. There's no winning happening for me to hate on. Legitimately, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's like me hating on a crack house. Like, a nigga, like, it's just like I can't hate on you. So what I'm saying is, there's been so many games where I've been waiting for Micah to leap off the screen, and it's easy to double team him. He has no counters for getting doubled. And there's been multiple games where he's been silent, where I'm just like, okay, these four other guys, I don't ever see a game, or at least multiple games in a row, where they've been shut down. And I just can't say that for Michael Parsons. And to me, the attitude issues lead into that. And I get it. Jerry is on some bullshit, but nigga, Crosby, Garrett, you know what I'm saying? Them guys show up every fucking week, and you can't like just say that. Oh, we will get a week off from these guys. Like, fuck no. Like every week, it's pressure every week.
Micah's weaker in the run game support. He got to get better
for sure.
That's right. I get it.
I fuck with
right. Lou don't give a damn what y'all say.
I knew he had to move on, so I ain't kidding.
Dang, Spike, it looks like you were the only one that had Hutchinson on your list, huh?
I don't know why.
You got a nigga with one leg.
What Hutchinson did last season, and y'all not giving him any acknowledgement, is crazy.
He'll be on next year's list if he's healthy.
If he had finished this season healthy, he would have been number one.
What's in that cup, Lou?
All right, what's that? Defensive tackles.
Let's do it.
All right, man. Let's get into it. Top NFL defensive lineman. Boom, number five, Quinnen Williams. We got Hayward's on here. Jeffrey Simmons. Who's that Williams guy?
Leonard Williams.
Yeah, that's right. Man. Okay. All right.
Oh, Leonard Williams, he was Seattle. That's when he was with the Giants.
Yeah, that's why. Right. That's the wrong clip. Yeah, he was Seattle.
No, mine upside down.
What's upside down?
What? Yeah, because
That's your number one?
That's the Lawrence. Oh, I say Williams. Okay.
But it's,
yeah,
it's alarming.
All right, man. You all right?
The picture, no, the picture ain't the right way.
Oh, okay.
You had to.
Nick, you got a Titan on your lip?
What's funny is me and Ken laughing at two different things, bro.
Y'all think it's stupid.
You got a Tennessee Titan on your list?
Bro, Simmons is a dog, bro. I watched that Bengals.
He is a dog. He's a dog.
He's top five.
Legit.
He's top five.
He is five.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Don't let the whole quarterback situation with the Titans really fucked up a good defense. Like, I'm not saying it's a great defense, but it was a good defense.
Nah,
they had Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams was looking like dog shit.
He is top five.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
That sounds cool.
All right. Simmons, we got Brown, Derrick Brown. Williams is in the top four for Nick, FIFO, and Shelton. And Spike showing some still in love with Craig Hayward.
That's cute. Damn,
Nick.
Damn, bro.
Damn,
Ken, all the niggas don't look alike. That's all I'm trying to say.
Spike is next to you, bro.
Yeah. They all say slanted the same.
I just remember, I'm the sixth man.
We moving around.
He saw two brown skinned niggas.
Hey, we not in order, old Ken.
I know that ain't Nick. I know it ain't FIFO. It ain't me. And he ain't got glasses. So it ain't Shelton.
Hey, Ken, just remember, I'm sixth, so I'm at the end. Y'all are starting lineup.
Oh, man. My bad.
Luke Williams shit.
You know Q tall, so you just see his chin on his.
Yeah.
All right, number three, Destin Lawrence. We got Quentin Williams for Spike. Jalen Carter. Chris Jones and Destin Lawrence.
You have Chris Jones at three, Sheldon.
Chris Jones, that's crazy.
I'm gonna tell you to slap yourself who you got at two and number one.
Nah,
because I know Chris Jones. I know he being a homer. Y'all just talked about.
Nah.
You have Jalen Carter number one.
You being a homer because he got Jalen Carter ahead of Chris Jones, and that's crazy.
The top three are interchangeable, bro.
That's stupid, bro.
That's insane.
Top three are interchangeable. Did you see what they did to Chris Jones in Super Bowl?
Chris Jones is number one.
Nothing. He didn't do nothing. Keep going.
There we go. Jalen Carter second. Destin Lawrence is on here as well. And Chris Jones. Nick, bro, what are you talking about? You got Chris Jones
at two. Yeah. He's the second best D tackle in the league.
Who you got at number one, bro?
You already know. I gotta know.
He's the third best tackle in the league.
He got a number one.
Nah.
Christian Wilkins is number one.
Who? So I know.
Who?
you about to see. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not next to Lawrence.
Pause. Sexy Betsy, nigga.
He is.
That's what they call him, bro. He's the best D tackle in the league, bro. He's the only reason why the Giants, before they got this defensive line, and if you really want to watch it, watch that Steelers game. Last season, watch that Steelers game. You will see the Giants was in that game because of that damn defense, and he leads that defensive line.
No, they were in that game because of Russell Wilson's first game back, but go ahead.
That wasn't his first game back?
Yes, it was.
Either way.
I'm sorry, second game back.
The Giants was actually in that game for the most part until Daniel Jones fucked up, but you could say that about most Giants games. But that defensive line, he's the heart and soul of that defensive line.
He's a monster. Lawrence, Chris Jones. To be honest, Lawrence, Chris Jones, and Jalen Carter all deserve.
You can stop at them too.
I mean, it's your turn. It was your turn.
Any given week, they all look like they.
Yeah, Jalen Carter is the most double team football player in the league. So
no, he's not.
Who's more? Who gets more double teams? Jalen Carter.
I'm just saying, you ain't got no stats to back up what you just said because I know you just talking shit.
He just made it up because he watched Eagles games. Crazy.
Google it.
Jalen Carter every week, he making plays. So Stop, man. Unlike some
people. We'll see this season.
In the NFC Championship game.
Unlike some people, I think
the interesting thing about this list is the Giants is going to have a hell of a defensive line.
Hey, I can't wait. Hey, bro. You know, Brown, I'm going to MetLife.
This is about to be
old school smash mouth football and Rutherford.
If they can score some points, their defensive line gonna be scared.
Yo, it's gonna be nuts when they pick seventh, bro. It's gonna be fucking crazy.
They do have the hardest schedule in the league.
It's gonna be insane.